KHUM, Garberville, Eureka, Arcata, online at khum.com. And the sanctity of Larry's program is about to envelop us all. And it is a warm, comfy blanket. Fits like an old sweater.
Sanctity.
I don't know, isn't it? Sanctious?
Sure.
Sure, I don't know. Is that mic even facing the right way?
Yeah, I like this new way.
I don't think it sounds as good because it's pointing right at the ceiling and all the sound's bouncing off the ceiling.
It's not so good?
Nah.
Okay.
Here, I'll turn it off there for a sec. Everybody likes this. I now have two pending requests for people to email this drop to them. Oh, you don't have your headphones on, but it's this. Yeah. Yes, if you send me an email, I will send you this drop of Celine Dion proclaiming that she does not want to sing that one Billy Joel song.
I have a 10-year-old. I'm in love. I don't want to die. I don't want to sing it. I love Billy Joel, but I don't think I'm going to sing the song.
And that part right there, that thing, that's definitely my favorite part because it folds into music like pretty clearly. Like here, like I was doing this. Everybody else heard this, but okay. So. Here we go. See? It's like CNC Music Factory. Right? I'm going to put that in a looper. We'll
that
do something with
nice.
That.
Very nice indeed.
Do you play with the loopers, Larry Trask?
Not a ton.
Not so much?
No.
The what's that Ableton Live that everybody uses?
Oh, yeah.
I tried that. It's too stupid.
Is that what Z-Trip uses?
I think he does, actually, yeah. Okay, if Z-Trip uses it, then it's worth using.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. The version of Reason that I use, if I ever need to make drum sounds or anything like that, it's literally 7 years old. But they sound fine to me.
Still awesome.
Because I'm quite old, too. Dude, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
It is pretty nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I was just out there. It's fancy fresh.
Talking to that conspiracy theorist, dude.
Well.
I'm kidding.
I nodded to him.
No, he's a nice guy. Thanks again to the Random Canyon Growlers for being here. They're playing a Night of the String thing with Absinthe and Bucky's and Zebulon Bowls.
Yes.
Tons of bands going to it. It's going to be
people.
Rad. Yeah. And of course, Spearhead tonight. Again, K-Hum's Facebook page. You can go there and check out the parking map because it is going to be pretty intense in Blue Lake tonight.
Can you put the sound down for a second?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, you want me to turn it back off?
Cool.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can't. Yeah, I know what you're saying. That feels weird to do the off mic thing. I feel like.
Well, should we just explain what happened? Would that make you feel better?
Let's explain it. Yeah.
There's someone who's playing at the string. This is so embarrassing for me. Who I like very much. She was on my show.
Uh huh.
And she's awesome.
Oh, Lindsay Battle.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
But you couldn't remember her name.
Well, I couldn't remember the name of my therapist the other day.
Oh.
So, I see her all the time, and I just, sometimes you just blank on things.
On the old smartphone, there, do you have Shazam on your Droid thing?
I do.
Okay. Yesterday I saw a TV ad that said Shazam this ad for more info, and I was like, what? Yeah.
You can Shazam an ad?
Yeah, there's a little logo down at the bottom that said Shazam, and I almost wanted to do it just to see. But then I didn't. But I wish that there was just Shazam in general existed for more things, like people's faces. Where you could just point your phone at somebody's face and be like, oh, that's who that is.
That would be cool. That'd be awesome.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how's it going? Pause. Then you do like the, the Sabrina Teenage Witch style, like stop time. Take the,
photo. It's good to see you again.
Click.
Lindsay.
That's what I want. Well, it's Friday, and
is it?
As such, tomorrow is Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Which seat do I want? It is time for the Lovelorn Roundup here on K-Hum, known as Craigslist Misconnection.
Okay.
Craigslist Misconnection.
Oh.
Okay. And you had sent something over, and then, of course, down the wormhole we go looking at the Humboldt Craigslist missed connection site, which you would describe as if you see somebody and you didn't get their info, you forgot their name.
Let's say,
theoretically. Then you post something on Humboldt Craigslist under missed connections and say, hey, if you see this, please contact me. I would love to. I'm putting myself out there for you.
Saw you in the produce department.
Exactly. And I figure the place to start would be Om Shala Yoga. Actually, no, let's not do that. That one's not even that awesome. This one was pretty awesome. This is the... did you look at all these?
I looked at many of them, yeah.
Okay. Did you see the one for the McKinleyville Kmart?
No.
I thought this was nice. This was just a person who signed their name Frazzled. Okay, so attention people of McKinleyville, especially Kmart employees. Somebody says, quote, you were nice. Maybe next time I see you, I won't be sick, having just rolled out of bed and won't have toothpaste on the side of my mouth.
Oh.
Really, this never happens to me. I have the worst cold, and it's made me loopy. Sincerely, Frazzled.
Okay.
Isn't that cute?
Kind of explaining a few things.
You just have this picture in your mouth of somebody who's, like, at their worst and being treated super nice by somebody, and then they walk away without making the connection.
Right, because they're frazzled.
That's a pretty good one.
Yep.
I thought this one was pretty cool. This was for somebody who's working at North Coast Horticulture Supply. Did you see this one?
No.
This is here, I'll just read it to you, and then you'll know immediately why I like it. Quote, you are the chick who works there, with short brown hair and lots of tattoos. I am the guy who is wondering if you're single.
Hmm. Nice.
It's like... You might as well just say, I am the guy who is posting on Craigslist right now.
Well, he's trying to be sort of clever.
It is very clever.
Yeah. Is chick okay?
I think chick is fine.
Okay.
I hear chicks use chick more than I do.
I know, but
I don't know.
There's a...
I think it's generational, though.
Counterexample. Well, right. Well, what do you mean? Like, if you're, you have to be roughly of the same age?
Yeah, okay, when I say chick on the air, which is, I think, relatively seldom, but when I do, it's normally people over the age of, like, you know, 55, who will call me, and they'll be like, hey, really? Did you mean to say that? And I'm like, yeah, I meant to. Oh, that's right.
Right.
Okay, it's different now.
All right. So.
Well, your thoughts on this?
Oh, well, I like it. But, you know, I don't say that. I don't use that term very often because I feel that some people see it as offensive.
Right.
I certainly don't think it.
I want to get back to this generational thing in just a sec.
Okay.
We got two more of these.
Okay.
For the Humboldt Craigslist misconnection roundup. Because this is right downstairs.
Give me that sounder again.
Oh, you want it?
Thank you.
Okay. And this is, I think, truly classless. This is regarding somebody who's downstairs at the No Brand Burger stand.
Yeah.
Where many of the K-Hum staff like to eat a burger and a shake.
From time to time.
From time to time, yeah. I'll go down there, check in, come back and check in here on Foursquare just to catch up to you. Here's what this person says, quote, you took my order when I came in. I had on a white hat. You are so hot, period. And I couldn't help but notice when you went to write my order down that you have an amazing set of bleeps.
Oh.
If you see this and you remember me, write back. I'd love to hear from you. First of all.
That's going to work.
Yeah, that's definitely going to work. Secondly, the kids who work down there are like kids. I think they're like underage.
Yeah.
Now, this could be an underage person as well, which makes it all...
Then it'd be okay.
Yeah, that would make it okay.
Then it's sweet.
Yeah, you're just a teenage dirtbag.
But yeah, the people who work there are below the age of 18.
In general.
I think.
Okay. I was debating printing this out and taking it down there. I actually did print it out. I know, think before you print, Larry. Don't judge me.
Yeah, it's a treat.
Should I take it over there?
No.
Bad idea?
Yeah, I think bad idea.
What? Okay.
Because it's kind of offensive.
It's totally offensive.
Yeah.
And then that way they could deny service to anybody with a white hat.
Let me just explore some ground that I've covered many, many, many times. Like, if you put that... I mean, there's a certain people... There are certain people that you can say that to. You have a nice... Whatever. In which case, it would be fine. Your girlfriend, for example. Your wife.
Your right? husband.
Your husband.
That would be totally cool.
He's got moves. But there are plenty of people that you can't... Like, it seems a little offensive to put that on Craigslist.
It's totally offensive.
However, anybody who hears that is kind of happy that it's said in some way or another.
Like it's a compliment.
Like if you say you have a beautiful face, like you may not be interested in dating me, but you might still feel happy that I enjoy
your presence.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know. We've had this discussion so many times.
Many times. But I would definitely not print that out and take it down there.
Okay. I will not do it then.
Yeah.
And then finally, this is the one that you sent over. Why don't you read this one, Larry?
This is an awesome one. The title is, Hey You, Girl with the Bloody Face, Man for Woman, 29. 7th Street Arcade at 2 a.m. Me, staggeringly drunk, charging through the pouring rain, finding you in need of assistance, calling 911, and talking to the cops.
Yeah,
because it hits that thing. My face was painted like Spider-Man. You, sitting on your bike in the street, crying out for help in the middle of a storm, bleeding profusely out of your mouth and nose, disoriented and in tremendous pain. Your lips were blue from blood loss, and you may or may not have had all your teeth. I hope your injuries did not turn out to be too bad and that you are making a strong recovery.
So let's paint the picture here. It's pouring rain, middle of the night.
Yep.
Guy with presumably a dude. Yeah, man for woman. Uh-huh. A guy with a Spider-Man face paint.
Spider-Man face paint.
Helping a disoriented bicyclist who probably just fell off her bike.
Yeah, bleeding.
Isn't that just the best scene?
And this isn't really kind of a pickup thing.
No.
It's just like, I know you were hurting. I hope you're feeling better.
I just love that.
He's talking to the cops. He's drunk. He doesn't flee. He stops to help out someone.
Deep down, it just makes me...
it's beautiful.
By the way, that ding you just heard was somebody tweeting at us saying I should record that and put it out on Twitter. I think I will.
What?
This whole, you know, I love Billy Joel. I don't want to die. But I don't want to sing that song thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think I'm going to sing the song.
Love Celine Dion.
Where did you get that?
I was watching the show about her new show.
Oh, okay.
It's a documentary about her new Vegas stand. Because uh-huh. She's going to do, like, Vegas for a few years.
She does not want to sing some Billy Joel.
Now, to get back to the generational thing, mm-hmm. I was getting my hair cut the other day. And I was talking to the lady. Because, you know, it's like, I don't want to... I cut my own hair for like 10 years, okay? So it's weird for me. This is the second time I've actually been to a barber or a haircutter, a stylist. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's a barber because they had the fancy products laying around. But it was the second time in like easily, probably more like, God, 15 years because I stopped going when I was like 17.
Wow.
Ponytail to shaved head, and now I have this.
Very handsome haircut.
Oh, thank you, Larry. Uh-huh. You know, that really... Okay. So I'm in there, and I'm talking to this lady. And we're having a nice little conversation. And then I had completely mistook a couple of things about this person, who again was very nice. And I sit down, she's like, I don't know, 40 or whatever. And we're having this great little talk about stuff. And then I realized she's not 40. She's like definitely a mystery age. And the thing that tripped me out about it was that she was talking about periods at the end of a sentence. That was the trigger. Because it turns out she was 25. So that's how good I am at judging age. And she totally looked 25. I don't know why I thought she was 40 at first.
What do you mean she was talking about periods at the end of the sentence?
Well, this is where I'm going with that. Okay. So I'm like 10 years older than this
person.
Who talks
about that?
What'd you say?
Who talks about periods at the end of... Well, no, continue. You go. Continue.
Okay, so we're talking about periods at the end of the sentence. And, you know, because young people only put one space at the end of a sentence.
Oh, this.
Old people... i.e. me, in this scenario, put two periods at the end of the sentence.
Two spaces.
Yes, right. Yes, two periods. Wow, that would be crazy. I'd like to see that. The semi-ellipsis.
That's right.
So, my point is that, like, that apparently is where it happened. Between, like, 19... You know, people who are born after, like, 1986, for them, the double space at the end of the period...
Doesn't exist.
That's how they can tell if you're old. When they read your email or whatever.
Well, then, how do you explain this? Now, the guy whose name escapes me at the moment...
Let me Shazam your mind real quick.
...who invented HTML is old. Older, probably older than me. HTML does not recognize two spaces unless you explicitly put it in. Like, if you're typing HTML and you just put two spaces with the space bar, it translates it to one.
That's right. That's true. And on iPhone, for instance, the shortcut to put a period at the end of the sentence, space.
Yeah.
And we're getting an IM here from a 27-year-old. She says, quote, I'm 27 and I'll never stop double spacing.
Couldn't see who that... I knew who that was.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, but she's...
She collects vinyl records.
She's very well-educated.
Yeah, she's...
Exactly.
Anyway, and to...
I thought the difference was going to be, like, people who, like me, learned to type on a typewriter versus people who learned to type on a computer keyboard.
What do you mean?
Well, that you were, if you took typing class in high school, as I did, and junior high, you were told, that's where I first learned to put two spaces at the end of after a period.
You know who else does this, by the way?
Huh?
Reporters.
Do they?
That's what, reporters have been one space for a long time.
What?
This, according to Hank Sims of the Lost Coast Outpost.
Let's look at the AP style book.
I think Hank knows the AP style book.
Well, clearly he doesn't. If he only puts one space at the end of it.
Look, okay, so here's a time standard right here.
That's because it's justified. So you can't...
Justified, you mean like the column is...
Yeah, all the end of the end of the sentence, they all end at it's the same point. So they put all kinds of spaces in to make it justified. So you can't count a justified thing.
Tim Berners-Lee is the HTML guy.
Thanks, Hank.
That's true. By the way, Hank Sims makes a secret cameo in the Absinthe Quintet video that is now posted to Kahan.com.
Does he?
Yeah, there are two little Easter eggs in there. It's like Lost.
Oh, Jace have too?
Yeah, exactly. But guess you have to look carefully.
Guess where Hank Sims is going to be tonight?
Where?
Playing poker.
Playing poker at your house?
No, somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Well, right on.
Yeah.
Good times.
I'm very excited.
You know how I feel about the gambling.
I know.
You're not a fan.
You're not a fan because it's a mortal sin.
Here's an IM from a 30-year-old. She says she's 30 and she never double spaces.
Whatever.
It's like that. Huh? She also said that she had a plazoid with a dog walk in front of her car and he did a double take and said, quote, "You are very beautiful." And she said her day was made.
So wasn't it nice?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to ask that person, what if he complimented a specific body part? Would that have made your day?
What if he complimented a specific body part? Wow, my typing's on fire right now. Oh, typo. Damn it. I make about one typo per sentence.
No, that's okay. It's fine in chat.
Oh, all he could see was her face. Ha ha. That's listener Deborah.
It hardly answers the question.
Yeah. She says it's different if you say, hey, nice. Well, she spelled A-S, but I think I know what she means.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
And she's not double spacing.
No,
she sticks
of course
to
not.
It.
All yeah, right. Well, whatever. People want to live that kind of life, let them.
It's where the generational rubber meets the road, Larry.
All right, whatever.
It's like, I can say you suck, but then somebody who's 60 hears that and they go, because right. It's completely different.
Generational.
Well, this has been fun.
Sure.
Have a happy show.
Thank you, I'll try.
Okay, everybody, I will send this thing out, this audio, I don't know. Is it my week? It's my week still?
Yes.
Okay.
Next week is my week.
How about some junior, senior? The Danish dance guys.
Oh, massive.
Dude, you know, can I just show you a picture of Junior Senior? I've said this 10,000 times, but nobody in music has better sweaters.
Oh, that is an awesome
Aren't those
sweater.
Just great?
Oh, man, I would kill to have that.
It's like, why do people not rock Argyle all the time? That's some classy Argyle right there. See that?
I do when I'm wearing socks. Like non-white socks. They're always Argyle.
Something about that's really funny. I wear Argyle, but only when I'm wearing socks.
Yeah.
That's the life you live, dude.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, the fancy besweatered, I think, Danish dance team, junior, senior. This is called It You Can't Scratch on KHUM Garberville, Eureka, Arcata. And I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll do a Kahum Encores thing for the Shook Twins.
All right. Oh, massive.
Yep. Larry's next.